Hey everyone, and welcome to the Sleek Lens Photography Podcast. And this is probably one of the most anticipated episodes of the podcast, just because these podcasts, the ones that are kind of closer to the end of the month, beginning of the month, are the ones where we announce the winners of the RAW edit contest, as well as announce the next month's contest. So these podcasts are always fun to do, just because I like announcing the winners. I like kind of giving the editors out there their props for doing really awesome jobs on these photos. So it's just a really fun time to do these podcasts. Now, before I get into starting announcing the winners, or the winner of the podcast, the first place winner, as well as the honorable mentions, second and third place, I will warn you that I will probably mispronounce almost every one of these names. So if I mispronounce your name, I really do apologize. The blog post about this on the podcast show notes, the link is in the description down below, so you can see all of the photos that we talked about in this podcast. So your name will be under your photo if you made it to the list here. So these photos are all voted on by the crew here at Sleek Lens, as well as some other family members, because it's just really hard to get a really good grasp. So I try to get as many input as possible with all of these contests. So let's without further ado, let's go ahead and get into the honorable mentions for this podcast announcement here, and then at the end of the podcast I'll announce August 2018 contest as well, with a brand new photo. So first of all, the first honorable mention is going to go to Jessica Lurch. I believe she was on the last one, the last podcast as well, where we announced the June 2018 announcement here. And it was her photo here is just a really basic edit, really good edit, really darkening the skies of the train that was in the photo. Darkening the sky with the train in the photo, really darkening that up a little bit. It's just a really cool, clean edit. One thing that I really did like about this edit is that it really, really concentrated on contrast. It looked like the whites were really, really white, and the blacks were really crunching the blacks there. So there was a lot of good contrast. I'm a sucker for contrast in images. So whenever I see an image with nice high contrast, I really, really enjoy looking at that one. So that is the first honorable mention here. We got about four of them here because we had a lot of entries. So thank you, Jessica, for the entry there. Okay, so the next honorable mention is going to go to Amelia Malhorit, I believe. I'm not really positive how to say that last name. But that photo was, again, a nice clean edit. It looked like there was a little bit of warmth to the photo that was applied. Just a really basic edit. Sometimes you don't have to go crazy with all of these. The next one I'm going to talk about, the next honorable mention, is definitely one that went crazy. You don't have to go crazy with all of these. Just a really nice clean edit is a really, really good thing there. So that is a really, really clean edit. There really wasn't a whole lot done to it, except, again, probably contrast, a little bit of darkening the highlights. Adding that little warmth there. So overall, really good photo. So make sure, again, you go to the show notes and follow along here so you can kind of see what I'm talking about as you're listening to the podcast, if you have a chance. So the next one, the one that I said went crazy, and I believe you all know who it is if you followed the stream of comments that have come in, and that is to Erden Zeki, I believe that's how you say the name. I believe he was on the last podcast as well, or one of the previous ones. But he did some crazy, crazy thing to the photo. And this is not one that I would like particularly, I don't know really how to say it, but like, it's just a weird looking concept, I guess. It was probably more for fun. But the way he did it was really strange and just completely out of the box. So I kind of like that, just exploring all these crazy things, but basically just like took a mirror image of the train. So there's two trains that were kind of coming at you, and there's like a face in the background. It's just really, really strange, really out of the box. I saw it and I was like, that's cool. I'm really kind of freaked out about it, but it's cool. So thank you for the entry there. So the next honorable mention is going to be, I believe it's Pat Cortez. Hopefully I got that name right. They did kind of like a basic edit again, a little bit more advanced. What I did like about it, though, is that obviously the sky was either replaced, I believe, or it was just darkened up. It looks like it was just darkened up. But it looked like there was a little bit of little bit of haze, I guess, down where the train wheels were on the track. So it looked kind of like there was smoke around the bottom there. Kind of a cool thing, kind of a cool little effect. I don't know if that was intentional, but it does add to it. So again, really cool. It looks like they really pumped up the reds and the yellows, which in turn turned the bricks of the building that was behind the train, turned it a little bit darker, a little bit more vibrant, as well as made the train pop off a little bit as well. So really, really cool effect. I do like the added smoke or added slight haze down there. So really cool effect. I do enjoy that one. So those are the honorable mentions here. I don't plan usually on having a whole bunch of honorable mentions to the podcast announcement, but it just happens that way. I'm scrolling through the feeds, I'm looking at all these photos, and I just really enjoy them. So I want to give as many as I can without just mentioning everyone, as many as I can, really good props for what they've done to the photo. So thank you guys for the honorable mentions there. So now let's go into the third place. The third place winner here is going to be a Duncan Wildman, I believe. Really cool effect to the photo. It's kind of like a vintage, kind of along the lines of a vintage edit, I believe. It looks like clarity was increased, a little bit of dehaze increased. It looks like there's a little bit of almost an HDR effect. I'm not sure if it was actually HDR, but it was a really cool effect to the photo, really crunchy. And there's like a hot spot that's behind the train, I guess could be mimicking the sun or something like that. Again, the blues are not pure blue. The blues are more of along the lines of like a teal, just an overall really cool edit. And, I had to look real quick, just a second to see if, it looked like there were clouds that were added to the windows, but I think that those clouds were actually there. They were just brought out more by the particular edit. So, overall, really cool edit. I really, really enjoy that one. So, thank you, Duncan, for the edit and the third place win there. So the second and first place were really, really close in my book. So, these two are well deserved here. So the second place winner is going to be from a Drew Braden, and he turned the photo that was a daytime photo, and I took the actual train photo. So I believe that was close to being around, if I can remember correctly, probably around 1:30-ish, somewhere around there. He took it and turned it into a night photo, and it was just a really, really cool, well-done photo. He corrected all the verticals that were in the building as well, put little spotlights on the train where the train lights were, just put the sky back there with stars. I mean, just a really cool edit, and it actually does look pretty convincing. The way it's done, the highlights are all, you know, lowered a little bit, so it doesn't look like it was taken during the bright time of day. Just a really overall cool edit. So I really, really enjoy that one. That was my personal favorite, but again, the crew has to vote for everybody, so the crew always wins. So that was my personal favorite. But the actual first place winner, because of just all the amazing stuff that was done here, is going to be, I believe it's Akash Mazunder, I believe. They did a really cool edit. It's kind of like a surreal edit in a way. It looks like it was done at night as well. It actually has the same clouds, it looked like. Yes, it does have. It has the same clouds that were in the sky that were incorporated. It has the moon back there. The sky was changed for a more darkened, desaturated blue sky. It's got a little meteor going on in the background. You have the really nice train light that was done at the beginning of the train. A really nice, it's kind of like a way of doing like color theory in the photo in a way, because you have a really nice blue sky, but then you have this like nice complementary warm color on the other side. So obviously when you have those two colors closer together and incorporated together in the same photo, it's automatically pleasing because it's a complementary color. So really great, great edit there. Everyone loved that one. So that is going to be our first place winner. I believe the name again is Akash Mazunder. I believe that if I'm mispronouncing your name, I do apologize. But that is the first place winner. So if you can go ahead and send me, Akash, if you can send me an email from your email address to Jordan@sleeklens.com. I'll have a representative here go ahead and send you off your $50 Sleek Lens gift card so we can get that to you as fast as possible. So that is the winners for the July 2018 Raw Edit Contest. So really great entries. Really loved every one of the entries. I love seeing all these entries come in. My phone blows up all the time just because these entries are coming in and questions and everything. It's just a really cool thing. So that is the July 2018 Edit winners there. So now let's talk about the August 2018, next month's contest. This one is kind of along the same lines, I guess, as the train photo. But this one is actually taking of a kind of a battleship photo. This kind of photo is taken more towards sunset, and you have this really nice, cool battleship in the center of the photo. You got kind of cool clouds in the background. You got the water right in the front there. So I believe there's a lot you can do to this photo. There's a lot of edits. There's a lot of detail that you can do this photo. So if you click the link in the description down below, that'll take you to the webpage there with the edit contest details and where you can download the photo. You get it in both CR2 file and I believe the DNG file as well for anybody who wants to use either one of those files. So go ahead and download that. It's a really cool photo to play with. And basically, again, same thing. Do everything that you can think of to this photo. Anything and everything goes. As many details or as many entries or everything. Everything goes in this photo contest. So I just like seeing all the comments come in, all the photos come in. Really great and fun to see everybody doing this because it's just... it's fun to see what everybody can do with the photos. So thank you guys for joining me in this podcast. Again, links are in the podcast notes down below. You'll be able to see all the links to everything I talked about here, as well as the photos that we talked about to follow along. So thank you guys for joining me in this podcast. This has been Jordan from Sleek Lens, and I'll see you next week.